And we are getting ready for Tinsel and Treasure. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are doing great. So the Junior League puts together this amazing thing every year. It's getting closer and closer, and now is the time to start, you know, deciding, okay, who do I invite? Let's get all, do we rent a limo? It has become a very special event, hasn't it?
It is. It has. And this year is actually the 25th anniversary of Tinsels and Treasures. So there's going to be a lot of special things going on as we kick it off on September 26th with our preview party. The market will run from September 26th through the 29th. We have over 135 merchants this year. A lot of them are going to be returning merchants, but we also have a lot of great new merchants that haven't been at the market this year. All the money raised benefits programs here in our community for women and children. Just a few examples of those are Girls on the Run, the program where we go out to the Boys and Girls Club and run with the girls each week. And also we have a program, Kids in the Kitchen, also through Boys and Girls Club, where we go and we teach kids how to kind of put together a basic little meal for themselves. So everything everyone puts here in the community stays in the community.
Now, what about tickets? Can people get tickets beforehand, in advance?
Yes. So tickets are on sale currently, either at the Junior League of Lafayette office or at the Cajun Dome box office. You can also buy them at the time of event. So if you're not quite sure if you're going to be able to make it and you want to wait until the event, they will also be on sale at the time of the event.
We are ready to do it. It is win-win for everybody, for the community, for the Junior League, and for everybody that wants to go shopping. It's Tinsels and Treasures. Thank you so much for being on the big show this morning.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great day.
Our big 102.1 community update brought to you by Community First Bank, your true community bank in New Iberia, Lauraville, Broussard, Youngsville, Brobridge, and now open in St. Martinville, member FDIC.